Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Kuf Peiches. We are up to Siv Gimel. The top line on page Tzadi Beis, which is the page following 182. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Tzaruch lahaskir bivracha shlishis malchus beis David. One has to mention in the third bracha of benching the malchus of beis David. Ve'in lahaskir boshum malchus acher. And one should not mention any other malchus in that bracha. V'ha'omer malchuscha u'malchus beis David mishichecha toa. One who says the malchus of Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the malchus of beis David mishichecha, he's making a mistake. She'ein lahashvos malchusa di'aru in malchusa di'shamaya. Because one should not equate the malchus of this world with the malchus of Shemayim. V'chein ein lomar bo avinu malkenu. And so too, in the third bracha, we should not even mention Avinu Malkeinu, we should not reference HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech at all. The Ramah says, V'yesh omrim da'afkish omer yalav yavo. Even when one says yalav yavo in benching, some say, lo yisayim melech chanun v'rachum. One should not end off the yalav yavo with the words melech chanun v'rachum. Eli yedaleg milas melech. Rather, you should leave off the word melech. Usvara nechonehi, and that is a very proper logic, avalo ra'isi no hugging cane. But I have not seen people being knowing that way. Says the Mishabura Sivkot and Gimel, shum malchus acher. You should not mention any other malchus. Hainu kigon hodin misayim ha-mechaber l'kamei. That means to say that which the mechaber is going to end off saying, which is the example the mechaber said of malchuscha u'malchus be'dov mishichecha. One who says that is making a mistake. Sivkot and Gimel. V'ha'omer, tzarech lomer l'chein ha'omer, v'chein hu batur. It's not a separate phrase, it's the mechaber being masbir. Since one needs to mention in the third bracha the malchus of Beis David, he shouldn't mention any other malchus, l'chein ha'omer. Therefore, one who says the malchus of Hashem with malchus Beis David is making a mistake. The mechaber said he shouldn't even say avinu malkeinu in that bracha. Eliyomer avinu re'enu. Rather, you should say instead avinu re'enu, which is what we say. Even though if you would say in that place, Avinu Malkeinu would not be said together mamish with the Malchus of Beis David, mikom makom still, kevan debechad brachu, since it's in the same bracha, lav orech aro latkure machusa de shemaya eitzel machusa de basar v'dom. It is not proper, derech eretz, to be mentioning the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with the Malchus of human beings. Sivkotan vav of alo ra'isi, the Ramah ended off and said, even though by Yalav Yavo one should not end off Melech Chanun V'Rachum, he should leave off the word Melech, and that's proper, but I have not seen people knowing that way. Says the Mishabura V'Ha'achronim Kosu Tamlaze. The Achronim write a reason for this. Kevon De'inyan Bifnei Atzmu Lagamrihu. Since Yalav Yavo is a totally different inyan, Lo Kaptinan Baze. We are not makbid on it. Va'omrim osa kemoshi hi musuderes b'tfilah shmoneh esrei. And we say the Yalav Yavo the same exact way that it is set up in the tfilah shmoneh esrei. Lochein ein limchos biyada no hagim kein. Therefore, one should not protest against those who are noeg to end the Yalav Yavo with the words melech chanun v'rachum. Says the Mechaber Vaitus of Dalud, Nusach Bracha Zu Poseh Po Rachem Hashem Elokeinu. The Nusach of the third Bracha of benching, it starts off with Rachem Hashem Elokeinu. O Nachameinu Hashem Elokeinu. The Chosein Ba, and the Bracha ends, Bonei Yerushalayim. O Menachem Tzion Bevinyan Yerushalayim. The Ein Lishanos HaNusach Mishabbos L'chol. One should not change the Nusach that he uses during the week for Shabbos. Use the same Nusach. The Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'chol Omer Nuscha Echos. Both during Shabbos and during the week, one should use the same nusach. The Ramah says, "V'yesh omrim de omrim bone berachem of Yerushalayim v'chenu hagim." There are those who say the end bracha should be bone berachem of Yerushalayim, and that is our minhag. Says the Mishabura Unachmenu, we have two options of how we start the third bracha, either Rachim Hashem Elokeinu or Nachamenu Hashem Elokeinu. Hainu Nachamenu Hashem Elokeinu b'Yerushalayim Yirecho uvetzion Mishkan Kvodecho uvamachus beizdov v'mishichecho uvabayis hagodol v'akadosh. So that would be the Nusuch when one starts with Nachamenu Hashem Elokeinu. Sivkotan ches v'chosein ba'o menachim. You have two options with the Chasima as well. The Lashon of the Mechaber is Mashma. You have two options for the opening and two options for the closing, and you can even mix and match. Even if you started with Rachim, you can end the Bracha with Menachim. Even though by doing that, the end of the Bracha is not exactly like the beginning of the Bracha, we're not concerned. The alko panim ha'inyan echad, because l'maisa, it is really the same inyan. Aval yesh me'achronim shemachmirim bazeh, there are those achronim who are machmir about this, v'sovet, and they hold it tzarech lios me'in ha'psicha mamish, that you have to have the beginning and end mamish the same, so you start with rachim, you have to end with, as we'll see, boneh berachim of Yerushalayim, and if you start with nachamenu Hashem Elokeinu, you'll end with menachim tzion b'vinyan Yerushalayim. Sivkotan tes ve'in l'shanos, we said you should not change from the nusach that you have on Shabbos to the week, it should be the same. The Sukh Ratzalomar. Tim Omer Bacho Rachim Yomar B'Shabbos Gamkein Rachim. If you start your third bracha with Rachim during the week, you should do the same thing on Shabbos. The Afagav the Osir Lisboa Tzrocha B'Shabbos, even though we can't ask for our needs on Shabbos, and Rachim is asking for our needs, Hacha Shani, here it is different. The Toface Bracha Kachi Tamid. That is the format of the bracha. When you're saying the standard bracha that you always say, so then you can say it on Shabbos even though it is asking for your needs. V'gam kol harachamon yochal lomar b'Shabbos. Also the harachamons at end of benching, which are also asking for our needs, you are allowed to say on Shabbos. Even though you can't say that's part of the format of a bracha, because that is not part of a bracha. The harachmas at the end are just bakashos, they're not part of a bracha. Still, you're allowed to say it. Since the minhag is that we say the harachmas every time we bench, Nasa lahem ketofes bracha. That's considered like the form of a bracha. Ve'ein bazem mishum she'ela tzracha b'Shabbos, and that also will not be a problem of asking for one's needs on Shabbos. Sivkotan yud nuscha echas. We said you should say during the week and on Shabbos the same nusach. Ve'hagro kosav sho'iker ka'rif. The Gra writes, the Ikar Halacha is like the Rif, Shebechol Yomar Rachim No, Kiminageinu, that during the week you should start the bracha with Rachim No, like we do, Ubishabbis Yomar Nachaminu. And on Shabbos you should start with Nachaminu, Umisayim Menachim, and on Shabbos you should end with the ending that corresponds to Nachaminu, which is Menachim, V'chein Yesh Od Kamer Rishonim Shesovrim Kain, there are also other Rishonim that hold that way as well. Sivkotun Yud Alav is going on the Ramah that says are those who say that you end the bracha with Bonei Barachim of Yerushalayim, Mishum Diksiv Shafti Yerushalayim Barachim, because the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I will return to Yerushalayim with Rachamim. So therefore it's appropriate to end the bracha with Bonei Barachim of Yerushalayim, V'gami Achar Shehislo B'tchilas HaBracha Barachim, and also since you began the bracha with Rachim, Misayim Nami Barachim. We end the bracha also with Rachamim, Kidei Shiyach Asiva Me'in HaPsicha Mamish, that way the ending could be Mamish like the beginning, like we mentioned before. U'mikomokom U'kuyal Me'in Ma'akev Klal. But all these things that we're discussing, how you start, how you end, they are not Ma'akev. The I am says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hey, B'Shabbos Omer Bo Ritzei V'Achlitzeinu, on Shabbos, as we know, you add into benching Ritzei, U'B'Rosh Chodesh V'Yom Tov V'Cholo Shel Moed Omer Yalav Yavo, and on Rosh Chodesh, on Yontif and Chol Moed, we say Yalav Yavo. V'Imchal Echad Mehem B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh, or Yontif, or Chol Moed falls on Shabbos, Omer Ritzei V'Achlitzeinu V'Achar Gach Yalav Yavo. We say both. We first say Ritzei, and then we say Yalav Yavo. Ve'enu maskir shel Shabbos b'Yalav Yavo. We don't make any mention of Shabbos in Yalav Yavo. Ve'lo shel Yom Tov v'Chol Hamoed v'Rosh Chodesh b'Ritzei v'Achlitzeinu. And as we know, we don't make any mention of Yom Tov, Chol Hamoed, or Rosh Chodesh in the paragraph of Ritzei. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Beis Omer Ba. On Shabbos we say Ritzei, Lefisha Skorazu, because this mentioning of Ritzei, V'chein Yalav V'yavo, Heim Bakoshas Rachamim. They are asking for Rachamim, therefore Kivoum Bebirchas Bonei Yerushalayim. Shehigam Kein Bakoshas Rachamim. It's appropriate to put these things where we're asking for Rachamim in the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, which is also Bakoshas Rachamim. V'lo Bebirchas Ha'aretz Yodoh, not to put these insertions in Birchas Ha'aretz, which is really a thank you for Hashem. It's not asking for Rachamim. Then Hiskiram Bebirchas Ha'aretz, and if one mistakenly put Ritzei or Yalav Yavo in the second bracha Shmoneh Esrei, Lo Yotze, he's not Yotze, V'tzarech Lachzor L'Haskir V'Bonei Yerushalayim, he has to repeat them again, Ritzei and or Yalav Yavo, in the third bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. The Mechaber said that you first say Ritzei and then you say Yal V'Yovel. Why that order specifically? The Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkaton Yogimel, Mipnei She Shabbos Utadir. Shabbos obviously comes more often than Rosh Chodesh and Yontav and Chol Moed. The Kaim Lam B'Chol Mokom we hold in all places. Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir. Tadir Kodem, the more common thing comes first. And therefore you say Ritzei before Yal V'Yovel. U'bidi'evet im hechlef b'vadei yotze. If you mixed it up, for sure your yotze, the din of Tadir v'sheino tadir is only a din l'chadchila, it's not ma'akev, so if you mess up the order, you said the alveil before Ritzei, you are good to go. So if katan yudala bi'al v'yavo, we said we don't mention Shabbos in Yal V'Yavo, d'hokvar hizkir Shabbos v'Ritzei, you already mentioned Shabbos in Ritzei, v'lama yasor v'yaskirin, why would you go back and mention it again? V'Ritzei v'alchitzei nosef katan desvav, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh or Yontef or Chalmoid in Ritzei, t'hotiknu al zen nusul b'fnei atzmo, Bial V'yavo, because we have our own nusach for that, for Rosh Chodesh or Chalmoed or Yontav in Yal V'yavo, V'lama Yach B'lenu Pamayim. Why would we say it twice? Therefore, we don't mention Shabbos in Yal V'yavo, we don't mention Yontav or Rosh Chodesh or Chalmoed in Ritzei. I'd like to read note number 7. He starts off and he says that we see later on as well that din tadir kodem einu el l'mitzah l'chadchila achlo l'ikuva, like we mentioned that tadir v'sheinu tadir is a din l'chadchila, mention Shabbos before Yontav, but it's not ma'akiv, if you switch the order, you are okay. What about me? Shehischel Omer Yal V'Yavo V'Nisker Shadayin Lo Amar Ritzei. A person mistakenly jumped into Yal V'Yavo, and then he realizes also Shabbos. He already started Yal V'Yavo. What does he do? So he writes from the Shalosh and Shuvah Shagas Aryeh. Sheyafsik V'Yatkin Lo Amar Ritzei. Stop your Yal V'Yavo. Stop in your tracks and go to Ritzei. Ulaachar Mikain Yasur V'Yomer Yal V'Yavo. After Ritzei, you go back, start Yal V'Yavo again. But Ubirat Sosa Shulchan Sha'afu Dvarav, even according to the Shagas Aryeh, Yesh Lahafsik Rakim Adain Lo Omer Biyomro Shachodesh Hazeh. You only stop Yal V'Yavo midway and go back to Ritzei if you didn't yet say the name of the day. You said the beginning of the format of Yal V'Yavo, but you didn't get to Biyomro Shachodesh Hazeh with the name of the Yontif. Then you'll go to Ritzei, come back to Yal V'Yavo. V'Lacha Sha'omar Cain, but after you already said the name of the day, you already were Yotze, your din of Yal V'Yavo. You mentioned the happenings of the day. You kfar hiktim haskara zul haskara Shabbos. You already mentioned this haskara before Shabbos. Umatu elas tialo im yafsig achsha. There's no point in stopping now. You already Yotze your Yal V'Yavo, so just finish up Yal V'Yavo and then you go back to Ritzei. We will stop here and continue Mr. Shem tomorrow with Siv Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.